Oh yeah, I'm in traffic right now, so you know what I'm
Oh, it's all good. Welcome to the show, Cash Cow Sports Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Live 365, iHeartRadio. He's here. What's going on, Cash Cow?
I'm cooling, man. How are you?
Doing good. How are you feeling about the new single? I know it's going crazy. Money with Jim Jones. I see all the
Oh yeah,
feedback
nah.
going on. You're pushing that heavy.
Yeah, nah, it's good, man. Getting a lot of feedback off it, you know what I'm saying? Running it up.
Yeah. And I was tuning into your older music right back. I saw that on Apple Music. I was listening to that. So how do you look back on the journey this far? And we're going to get into your story, but how do you look back of some of your early tracks to all the way where you're up right now with this new single?
Oh, just growth. Just growth, putting in growth, you know what I mean? Scaling, taking it from one level to the next level. Putting in work day and night, hustling.
Yeah, and that's how you got to do it. So let's take it to the beginning of where you're representing exactly in New York for the people that may not know.
Should I represent upstate New York, Amara 607?
Upstate. Now, do you kind of have that in relation a little bit? Because when we look at the Buffalo Gang with Griselda, do you kind of have that in common with them that it's difficult to make it if you're not from the boroughs?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, ain't nothing going on up there.
So how did you start to really get really involved? You started to come down to the city. Kind of talk to me about how you started networking your way into the boroughs and eventually getting hooked up with Jim Jones and just where you're at right now.
So, well, mostly, you know what I mean, doing showcases like everybody else, starting out on the ground, grinding, putting it in, you know what I mean? Doing talent shows, everything I could get my hands on, and then, you know what I mean, running around with artists doing features, and then I locked in with one of my peoples and put something in with Jimmy, and then the rest is still going on.
But when was the first time that you met Jim Jones?
Probably last year sometime.
And when we get into this discussion about the new song, kind of talk to me how this song came about with Money, because I've heard about his work ethic in the studio that there's not too many artists like him. He just bangs it out right there on the spot. So talk to me about the story of the recording session between you two with Money.
I mean, we met up at Quiet Studio, and I showed him what I was working with as far as the record, and he listened to it, he put his work in on the track. Seemed like it was effortless to him, you know what I mean? But he got it done.
What was your intro to Jim Jones back in the day, just as a music listener? Was it with when he was with doing his solo thing, when he was running with Dipset as well, or can you pinpoint a specific song like Purple City Bird Gang? What was that intro to Jim Jones?
I don't think it was. I think it was probably before music. I think it was just like him running around with the team he was running with, and him just talking and doing everything he was doing on the side, as far as with the set. So I think it was probably before music. I can't really pinpoint, but it's probably before the music.
What are the future plans that you can reveal that you've been talking about? Because you're also hooked up with Dice Peso. As you got the song with him, Trap Business. You got to go check that out on YouTube and just download that on Apple Music as well. What's kind of the things that you've been talking as far as business goes? Because you're part of Vamp Life. So what's the future hold for you two, as well as the whole Bird Gang?
Sure. Actually, I'm with Peso right now, but you know, we in the process of putting an album and making something happen. And that trap business, you know, that's gonna be up this week. So everybody can go tap in and get that too. The video's already done, but it's gonna be up everywhere so people can download that and all that. But we're working on a album right now.
What's the feel? Because you're out there in New York. You were just on Drewski's show. Shout out to Drewski. I saw the freestyle you did with him. What's the feeling out in New York right now? Is real music back? Is that real raw lyricism that you guys are about back finally?
No, I think it is. I just think the feeling's like more heroic. I mean, it's different. It's new to me. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, I think that the sound is back, especially with the team putting out their new single. They just put out the BG Anthem. That's fire. So they lighting up the streets with that. You got Peso moving. You got me working on the things I'm working on, and obviously you got Capo and the rest of the team putting in the stuff they're doing. So yeah, I think the real music is definitely coming back, especially this summer.
Yeah, and we need it because I always say it, New York doesn't sound like New York anymore, but you got artists such as yourself, and Jim Jones has been staying true to his colors just as soon as he came into the game, never switched up, and just been keeping it, holding it down for New York, because a lot of it, a lot of the artists have went the Southern route and have switched into trying to stay trendy, and that's not what New York does. New York was the innovators and the pioneers of rap, and it's great to see that Jim Jones has stuck to it, and you have artists such as you and Dice Peso doing your own thing and maintaining the true tradition of what New York hip hop is.
Yeah, I said you said you checked out that Drewski freestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, that was dope. My man Peso took me up there to Drewski and introduced me, showed me what was going on, and we went up there and knocked some shit out up there in the studio with Drewski as far as the freestyle and all that. So that was an experience too.
What did Drewski tell you off air about the freestyle?
He told me it was fire, but he told me that he was filming both of the records, and he definitely was telling me to push that trap business out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could tell just by the two records, me listening to it, that this is going to really take off here for sure.
Nah, for sure. I mean, I'm working towards it.
Yeah. No, you've been. It's been a while. You mentioned you got the thing with Dice Peso. You got that in the works. But how about a solo project? You got something solo on the way too?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that after I put in this work first. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to show everybody what I could do, and then I'm going to get to that next. But out of the two tracks you listen to, which one you like more, the money or the trap business joint? Which one?
I do like money, because you're right off the intro with money, man. I think you really went in, but I like both of them because they're both different flavors. Because
trap
business is more kind of new wave, but I'm more of an old school guy
sure.
who appreciates the early 2000s and the 90s. So, and then plus you have the sample of the old J's on there. You can't beat that. So as soon as you went in on the intro, the start of that song, I think that's what sold it for me.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, now both of those records, yeah, them was my hitters right there. You know what I mean? That was the records I'm looking to put me on the map.
What's the next freestyle spot, Flex?
Yeah, most likely that's what we're aiming for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for. You know what I mean?
That'll be big.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tap in.
Oh, you already know. So where are you going right now? Are you going out to the studio? Or you have a performance right now? Or are you just heading home?
We moving around.
Moving around?
Yeah, everything is music involved. You know what I mean? So it really ain't wasting no time. So especially when I'm out here moving around with Peso, you know, he's on the move 24/7. So when I'm out here, it's consistent work. Ain't really no time off. You feel me?
Yeah. What's something that you learned from Peso with working with him that he might have kind of just gave you some tips about the industry?
Don't get emotional about that. Just get your money.
That's real.
Sure.
Crazy. So where are you going to be running around to soon with performances? Because I know you mentioned you were doing everything with the showcases that eventually led you to gym. So what's some things you got on the way as far as promotion and performances now?
The next thing we working on is SOBs. Yeah, so trying to put something together with SOBs and make that happen. Take it to the next level.
That's a legendary spot. So you got Jim Jones. He's a legend. You got him on the track with him. You proved that you can hold your own with him. Who are you looking to get on a track with next to bar up with? That's a legend in the game.
I mean, I have another record with Jim Jones that is already done, and release that soon, and I got, like I said, a project with Peso coming along. So outside of them, I'm pretty much I can't even really pinpoint, because there's so many people out here that I wouldn't mind working with. But if I had to say somebody offhand real quick, it'd probably be like Jadakiss or somebody like that.
Fire. Yeah, that would be a big one. Who's your top five rappers of all time? Top five MCs?
I mean, I ain't really got no top five, because
top fives.
It changes with the timing. You know what I mean? Because the same top five that I had 10 years ago, I'm probably not listening to them the same way I was 10 years ago. You feel me? So sometimes it changes.
When we look back at your early start in hip hop, what was your intro to the genre as far as album goes? Do you remember that first CD that you got, that cassette? What was your intro album that really made you fall in love with rap?
I mean, one of the songs that I like, the first CD or something that I probably purchased was the, I think it was the Peter Guns and Lord Tariq Deja
Oh,
Vu.
Uptown Baby.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that joint. And I mean, some of the songs that really had me wanting to rap was like when I think it was Keith Murray and them did the Sugar Hill Rapper Delight joint over too a little while ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Eric Sermon and Keith Murray and Redman and all them.
Yeah, Def Squad.
Yeah, so I've been tapped in for a little minute, man.
Yeah, no, that's classic hip hop, and that's what we need to get back to. And it's good that we have MCs such as yourself out here continuing on that tradition. And I'd love to see you get on a track with like a Peter Guns and Lord Tariq. I think that would be interesting.
Sure, for sure, for sure. Sure.
How about merch? I think you could really make something out of this merch with your name with Cash Cow. I think you can.
I mean, I had merch before, but I ain't really run it up like I should. So I'm gonna get back to that. But yeah, I definitely had the Cash Cow shirts and hoodies and everything. But what I'm gonna be introducing next is the Repetition line, along with Cash Cow.
And what's that going to feature? What's the repetition going to be about?
Just repetition, you know what I mean? Like not giving up, like repeating, keep doing it until you get it, you know what I mean? So I was gonna aim that more towards active wear, like workout gear and stuff like that, not like jeans and nothing like that, just like sweaters, hoodies, stuff like that, active workout gear.
What was your that I like that with the repetition, never giving up. What was that moment that it clicked for you, which it was your make it or break it moment? Because you have this shift in life. And I talked to a lot of artists and creatives in the industry where they could have given up. They had the moment of just being at the lowest points, the lows in their life. And then all of a sudden, the big opportunity came for them, or they just decided to give up whatever job they were working at the time and put it all full time to what they wanted to actually do and follow their dreams. What was that breakthrough moment for you that got you to this point? Was it a point where you were maybe had like a bad depression or just working a job that was holding you back and you said, nah, I'm quitting this and doing the music?
Just waking up and seeing people not take stuff serious. You know what I mean? Like waking up and seeing people like they doing their music, they doing their hustles, but they ain't really pushing it. And I'm just like, if I don't take it to the next level, I'm stuck sitting here with them. So that was like a reality check, just watching everybody else around, just sitting where they sitting.
Yeah. I agree with you on that, especially when you're around people who aren't following in their purpose and they're just coasting through life. You got to get away from that. If you're a big dreamer and you have big dreams, that's some important advice I love to give the people out there. And especially if you're young, because I mean, you can't be wasting your life away and just looking at some of these people that work. And no disrespect to them, but I mean, when they're working these jobs for 20 plus years and then you're working around that and you kind of get discouraged, got to get out of that job and start chasing your dreams. What's some other ventures you want to get? Because you mentioned the merch. Do you want to get into any forms of reality television, acting? You got the clothing line there.
I mean, I would do acting. I wouldn't mind doing acting, TV.
What's the role for Cash Cow? What's going to be that role that you would love to see yourself play?
I haven't really thought yet. You know, I played in like plays and like small time stuff like that, as like a street hustler and stuff like that. But you know, them roles get limited, so pretty much it depends. As long as it ain't no goofy shit.
No. So with these plays, were these kind of, because you mentioned they were kind of just like street hustle things, were these like things you were doing through school programs when you were younger? Is that kind of how it was?
Nah, I did like a play in Miami. I lived down in Miami for a couple of years and did a I played for somebody out of Miami. They needed a character. I just fell there for the lead character. And they ran with that a couple of times, but it wasn't that serious.
Yeah. What kind of role was it for the lead character?
Like a street hustler,
Okay.
or a street kingpin.
How was your time out there in Miami?
Hot.
Mm.
Wasn't like New York.
No, yeah. The weather in New York makes you want to go back to Miami. It gets so cold those days. Still cold out. Have you thought about relocating again? Because now that you're back in New York, do you kind of want to go to an Atlanta? Do you want to go to an LA? Is that something that you're looking at?
Nah, not as of right now. Stay right here and make it happen.
Yeah. And you're doing it big. You got the two new singles. You got Money Trap Business available on all platforms now. What's next? Is it the Jim Jones singles? Is that the next one that you have that's going to release, or you got something else that you're going to drop before that?
I got something with Dice Peso called Victory.
Mm.
Yeah, that's ready to go. Just waiting to release that, but that's probably gonna be the next joint. That's fire.
Yeah, and if it's anything like the trap business and money, it's going to be right up there, and you're just going to be stacking these. Hopefully, let's manifest it, multi-platinum recordings. Keep stacking them.
Yeah, not for sure.
From what I've heard, and
For
then you got
sure.
the Drewski. Even Drewski told you he liked what he heard, so you know you're doing it the right way, and that's how you're going to be doing it out here. But man, Cash Cow, is there anything else you would love to let your fans know? Anything else that you want to get out here tonight that we didn't touch on?
And just tap in and stay tuned.
Got a
Tap in.
lot on the way.
Sure.
You already know. Cash Cow, thank you for coming on the show. When you drop that project with Dice Peso, I'd love to get you back on. And shout out to El Nice for getting us connected here too.
Thank.
You already know, man. Enjoy the rest of your night, all right?
For sure, man. Appreciate it.
Of course, keep doing your thing, man. Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.